I'm Steve Lascalzo, and this is The Way. Welcome to the October 2023 This Is The Way podcast Star Wars news update. The Ahsoka series' first season wrapped up earlier this month, and This Is The Way podcast still does not have the final episode discussion posted. First, it was just a lack of desire because the show finished in a way that really did feel more like a setup for what's next than a story self-contained in a season. Then it was minor inconveniences that kept work on the podcast from moving at a good pace. And finally, a major surgery for my father completely derailed any chance I'd have time to finish the season before October finished. I'm pleased to say that as of the recording of this podcast, my father is recovering, undergoing physical rehab to recover from the surgical procedure, and my hope is by the next update, I'll have even better news on his status, and by that time finish up coverage of Star Wars shows for the year.
I will do whatever you ask.
Good. It's time to update you on Star Wars news since the last news update podcast. The Writers Guild strike is over. On October 9th, the WGA membership voted to accept the deal made with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, with an overwhelming 99% of the members agreeing to get back to work and accept the deal. The stoppage went from May 2nd to officially September 27th, but it had to be accepted by the membership too. First, the WGA East and West had to agree, and then they had to send it out to the members and give them time to vote. This was a major factor in studios halting and even outright canceling planned shows and movies because writers got to write, and sometimes they have to rewrite too. This was the case for shows like The Acolyte and Skeleton Crew and Andor's second season. They paused all their work. Even if some work was able to continue, if you didn't have locked scripts, you needed the writers. Anytime they ran into script issues, it was either shoot as scripted or wait until the strike was over. Of course, there's one other issue when shooting television and movies, right? You need actors, too. SAG-AFTRA, or Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, went on strike in solidarity with the WGA at first, but they are still on strike since July 14th. That was a couple months after the writers initially walked out. As of this recording, negotiations are ongoing, but a deal is not reached. Actors are not acting. They are not promoting their projects, and they are not commenting on finished projects. That means shooting can't resume. But throughout the process, computer graphics, scene work can continue. So once a deal does get announced and voted on by members, shooting schedules should start to pick back up quickly.
Fight the Empire!
We're already in Star Wars gamer news. Just this past April, a collection of games from the 90s and early 2000s became available for the first time on the Nintendo Switch online shop. StarWarsNews.net found a story that indicates those games will now have a physical release for the Switch as well. You'd think the price would go up, but since digital downloads have been available for a few months already, instead of charging more for the physical copies, it will be $20 less, and around $60 instead of around $80. The games in that collection are The Force Unleashed, Republic Commando, Episode 1 Racer, Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy, Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast, Knights of the Old Republic, and Knights of the Old Republic 2, The Sith Lords. One interesting little note about the collection I saw was despite it being a 7-game physical copy collection, the KOTOR games both require additional downloads, so you'll still need access to the internet to play those. You can find it for pre-order right now on Target.com and BestBuy.com. The PC and console remake of the Star Wars shooter Dark Forces is scheduled for early next year. Night Dive Studios will unleash Kyle Katarn once again for fans on February 28th, 2024. The game's original release was in 1995. That's my senior year of high school. This is the game that introduced the Dark Troopers that we end up seeing in Season 2 of The Mandalorian, and it's the design upon which Moff Gideon based his final boss armor for Season 3. Minecraft is getting more Star Wars-based downloadable content in November. Path of the Jedi will allow players to wield lightsabers, battle legendary characters, and explore planets and locations from the movies, shows, and games. You can use the Force, too, in this Minecraft story adventure.
You, know any jokes, BD? I don't know. Why? Classic.
Last month I mentioned that Respawn Entertainment was continuing the Star Wars Jedi adventures with Cal Kestis and Marin, but they would need a new principal game designer because the original was leaving. They're also looking for a principal gameplay designer, reporting to the lead combat designer. This does jive with that news out of the Ocala Comic-Con that we mentioned last month, where Cameron Monaghan revealed that there would be a third in the trilogy in a panel. And finally, in game news, Star Wars Outlaws is getting pushed back to at least late 2024, after targeting early 2024 when the trailer was released this past summer. Now, late 2024 could also mean the end of financial year 2024 to 2025, which means this game might not be out until late March 2025.
The Force is back. The Rebels won't tire till they see the last of the Empire. And Kenner's there with Star Wars Return of the Jedi Collection.
Collectors, the High Republic era may soon have its first FX series lightsaber. A legacy lightsaber hilt inspired by Stellan Gyas's design from the HR era, comics, and books. It's going to be available at Shop Disney and Resort gift shops later this fall. That announcement was part of the October New York Comic Con publishing panel. I also saw a note that mentioned there's only about 5,000 units expected, so this could be a collector's item, truly. Black Series figures from Hasbro currently available for pre-order are Starkiller, Darth Vader A New Hope Era, and Mandalorian Season 3 editions of Din Djarin and R4-6DO. Greef Karga's Astromech, the R4 unit there, won't be available to pre-order until spring of 2024, but the others are available now. Starkiller certainly does resemble Sam Witwer, who voiced the character for the video game. Vader certainly resembles his first appearance on the Tantive IV. Din Djarin has his Beskar with Mudhorn Signet, but his accessories only include a knife, blaster, and the darksaber, no Grogu or the child. All four figures retail for about $25. And there was an announcement on the 28th of October at an exclusive event about three more figures. A Paz Vizsla with blaster as seen in The Mandalorian, and a two-pack of Mace Windu and a 187th Legion clone trooper. Mace will come with his purple lightsaber accessory, and the trooper will have long and short rifles. And there are also vintage collection editions of Cassian Andor from Rogue One, not the Andor series, an Attack of the Clones era Count Dooku, Force Awakens Finn, and a Phase 1 clone trooper. Last but not least for collectors this month, Hot Toys is bringing another member of the Rebels crew to collectors and one of the antagonists. A 1-6 scale Grand Admiral Thrawn in the style of Lars Mikkelsen is coming. It was just announced on Facebook on Sunday, October 29th. He'll have his jack boots, white officer uniform, data pad, blaster, and there's like a desk-like platform with a plastic representation of the holo image of the Chimera docked with the Eye of Sion on top of the Tower of Kujet. There was no word of when pre-orders would become available or a price, and like I said, it just came out at the end of the month. Also, though, Hera Syndulla in the style of Mary Elizabeth Winstead is a 1-6 scale Ahsoka version, and it's the first Twi'lek character from the company. Just like the Grand Admiral Thrawn and all of the Hot Toys, it's going to have positionable eyeballs, but also articulating Leku, her head things, and a well-detailed bomber jacket, the orange pants that Mary Elizabeth Winstead made more famous. Not many accessories, but if you're looking to add to your Ghost Squadron, it's available for pre-order for the low, low price of just $260.
Just one more thing.
We've already reached Disney Parks news time. Roaming BD series droid units have been playtested in Disneyland's Galaxy's Edge. You've probably already seen it in some other news segment or on a Disney YouTuber video. This is the kind of droid that you spot in the Book of Boba Fett and The Mandalorian, and it's the same series as the companion droid for Cal Kestis if you've played the Jedi Fallen Order and Survivor video games. They're real cute, and they were testing in a set, a green, orange, and blue version. In all the tests so far that I've seen, all three come out at once, but I imagine that maybe they will switch it up and have a little, you know, one at a time in one certain place, and that way you never know which color you're going to see. Now, these do not crawl up and sit on shoulders like in the video game, and you're not supposed to touch them, but they do walk around. They don't roll. They're not rolling droids like R2. They're walking droids, and supposedly some of the footage that I've seen and some of the dev notes that I've seen and YouTube videos where they're talking about these, they do have like collision detection and stuff like that. So they're not going to be left alone to just wander. They will have a handler or maybe even somebody controlling them. And lucky Disneyland attendees have spotted them. But I haven't found any evidence that Disney World's Hollywood Studios has hosted these, even just for a playtest. So if you get a video of one of those playtests in Florida, definitely upload that to YouTube, because you're going to watch the views for that video flood in.
I think we can let them off with a warning this time.
Thank you for listening today. If you think I've missed something or disagree with me, please send me some email to thisisthewaypodcast@gmail.com. You can still send in thoughts and opinions on Ahsoka. I haven't finished even the first discussion video on that, and I want to have a wrap-up podcast about the entire show where I talk about some of the feedback that's already been sent in. How else can you interact with us? Well, you can find our links all in one place. linktr.ee/thisisthewaypod. Thank you for joining me, your host, for This Is The Way Podcast's October 2023 news update. I am hopeful our next podcast is the Ahsoka finale. And then, like I said before, I hope to produce a feedback episode on the season as a whole as well. But we will see. A lot depends on how my father's doing, and we appreciate all the prayers we can get. Until next time, I'm Steve Lascalzo. May the Force be with you, always.